The word of God we study today addresses the children of the church. We find it in Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is an admonition of Jesus Christ directly to children of the church. Not just young children, but also to older children, including teenagers. For that reason, we will be addressing in our broadcast today believing children. Notice that. This word of God is directed toward children of the church. That will be our emphasis today, too. Children are included by God in His church, not just adults. This verse is not addressing children who are unbelievers and who need to be converted to the faith. It addresses children born and raised in the sphere of the church. It addresses little children who themselves are believers. It knows nothing of the modern misconception of the conversion only of adults. The church is made up of believers and their children. There may be no artificial division made between adults and children as far as the church is concerned. This admonition is spoken to children of the church that we bear in mind in the first place. In the second place, we bear in mind that this admonition is given to new believers. The Ephesian saints were Gentiles newly grafted into this church in Ephesus. Perhaps there were some Jews in this congregation that knew of the duty and calling of children toward parents and had taught their children such. But for the most part, this congregation was made up of parents who themselves were new to the faith, which in turn meant their children were new to the faith too. The fifth commandment was new to these children, therefore. This is why Paul repeats that fifth commandment in verses 2 and 3 of this chapter. Assumed in this verse is that not only parents had just become a part of the church, but so did their children. And these children needed instruction in the proper calling of children toward their mothers and fathers. They may have known it from a natural point of view, but now they must learn it from a spiritual point of view too. They too were new creatures in Christ. They too were believers. So the command, children, obey your parents in the Lord. We ought to understand, dear listeners, that the command given here in this verse is a command of God's covenant. Children of believing parents belong to the community of the church. They are not outsiders looking in. Their life, together with their parents, is intimately wrapped up in and embraced by the church, that is, the communion of saints. All of life, therefore, revolves around their place in the church. A Christian home and family does not stand alone as an entity, independent of all else. On the contrary, a believing husband and wife and their children are united with and integrally related to other families as they reside together in the sphere of the Church of Christ. The church is not just an add-on, that is, a place I make room for in my life along with all the other compartments of life. The church is a place where a man, his wife, and his children make their life together. This idea of the place of the family in the church is foreign to contemporary Christianity. Perhaps this is true because of the horrible breakdown of the family we see in our society and church world. You see, the church is important to the believer because life in the church is life within the sphere of the covenant that God establishes with His church. God's covenant is that relationship of fellowship God dwells in together with His chosen people in Christ. God has chosen to establish His covenant with believers. He is their God, and they are His people. He binds them to Himself in an unbreakable bond of love and friendship. And He dwells with them and cares for and protects and guides them. To believers, God is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in time of trouble. Under the shadow of His wings we flee and hide ourselves when the storms of life beset us. He is our pavilion who shelters us and our rock who makes our life sure and stable. And that is God's covenant. That covenant is established in the church. That is where believers are found after all. They are a part of the community and life of the church. They are so because it is in the church that God chooses to dwell with his people. The church, therefore, is not just another area of life. It is not just a part of our life that fits in one particular file. The church for the believer is his life. There is nothing more important for the child of God than to belong to the life and community of the church. This is true because life with God is not just a part of life, it is life. It motivates us in every move that we make. Communion with God dictates how I will live my life in the home with my wife and children. All of life centers in and embraces God's covenant and my life in the church. Church, therefore, is not simply a priority of my life, but fellowship with God in the church rules my life. It is not that I must make room for fellowship with God, but the covenant of God, the communal life I share with him and Jesus Christ in the church, is the motivating factor of all of life. We will find out in a couple of weeks how this dictates our lives in the workplace. Marriage cannot be viewed apart from God's covenant and church, and now we see that neither can the relationship of parent and child. It is too a relationship in the home that is affected by God's covenant established with believers. The instruction given in verse 1 here is based upon the place of the child within the covenant and church of Christ. Children are an intimate part of the church of Christ. God dwells with them as well as the adult believer. Jesus verifies this in Mark 10. Some mothers in Israel had taken their young children to Jesus to have him hold and bless them. The disciples rebuked these women for bothering Jesus, but Jesus was displeased with his disciples and said in Mark 10 verse 14, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God includes little children. The reason this is true is found in God's covenant. Our children, according to Paul, here in Ephesians 6 verse 1, are in the Lord. Children are to obey their parents in the Lord. Believing parents and their believing children are in the Lord Jesus Christ. They dwell in the sphere of Christ. Christ is the Lord of children as well as adults. They too are bound together with Christ in faith, and Christ therefore lives and reigns within them too. From their earliest days, the children of the church are to know their Lord and connect their lives with him to live out of him. Obedience to parents is the fruit of believing children's relationship with Christ. They have been placed in communion with God too by God's grace. This then is the reason believing children are called to obey parents. It is not simply a natural law, but a highly spiritual rule of life for them because they are children of the church. How is it possible that the church world of today has departed so far from this truth of Scripture? Satan knows well that to destroy the truth of the place of children in the covenant will result in the destruction of the church, and Satan is bent on destroying the church of Jesus Christ in this world. He is bent on tearing apart the communion, the community of the saints. He will keep the concept of the church alive while destroying the idea of the church as the family and household of God. Let the church continue, but make sure the church does not view itself any longer as a people called out from this world of unbelief and into a community of believers that live out of the principle of fellowship with God. Children, young people, God includes you in his church and covenant too. I'm speaking to elect children, and therefore believing children, of course. God promises to the church of Jesus Christ that he will preserve his church in the line of generations. We know that God does not promise to save every child born into the church. We also know that salvation does not come by virtue of being born to believing parents. Salvation is always and ever a miracle. It is of grace that God saves children, just as it was of grace that he saved us, their parents. We do not deny that. But we do have a promise from God to which we cling, and which is implied in the command here before us. Our children, too, are in the Lord. And when parents of the church instruct and nurture their children, and when they discipline them, they do this all in the Lord. Believing parents can truly say, all of our instruction, the direction we give you, children, the decisions we make concerning you, are all in relation to the Lord of the church. We are interested in your place in the Church of Jesus Christ and among the community of the saints. We will nurture you, instruct you, and discipline you for your place in the church. When this is done, then you, children and young people, must know what is your calling in the sphere of the church and the covenant. Obey your parents. This is the simple command to children of the church. Obey your parents. Obedience to this command does not only affect you in your relationship to your mother and father. Obedience will affect your relationship to the church of which you are a member. And ultimately, this will affect your relationship to God himself. Literally, the word obey means to give oneself over to the rule and authority of another. This teaches us two things about obedience. First of all, we must recognize that God has placed over us, in different spheres of life, those who represent his authority. God gives certain men, and women in this case, to rule over us. They are God-ordained. In the second place, this word obey speaks of willingness to obey the God-ordained authority. Children must be willing or must willingly submit themselves to their parents' authority. Yes, you must obey whether you want to or not. This is the fifth commandment of God's law. It requires obedience to God by obeying parents. But the idea expressed here in this term is a willing obedience, not a forced obedience, but a willing and even a cheerful obedience. You do not obey your mom and dad because you are compelled to obey them, but because you want to bow before their rule and authority. Believing children do this because God has given our parents this place in our lives. We do so, therefore, because of our relationship to God. We love him. He is our God. He is our friend. And he is so because Christ has worked in our hearts by his Spirit. Our hearts were at one time given over to stubbornness and rebellion. Sin has had its sway over us. But that's not true of us anymore, children of God's church. Christ, through his work on the cross, has conquered sin in unbelief. He has destroyed the power of Satan over us and set us free from the slavery of sin. It means he has overcome our obdurate and rebellious attitude toward parents. This passage of God's word is not addressed to unbelievers. Paul writes it to the church in Ephesus, where children were present in the worship service when this letter was read to them. He addresses believing children. Believing children want to give themselves to the rule and authority of their parents because this is pleasing to them. They want to because they understand the blessedness of having God as their Father. They know what it means to have a heavenly Father who loves them and cares for them and keeps them. The believer even knows that when God chastens him, it is for his good, in order to yield in him the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Furthermore, the believer, whether young or old, loves God as his Father. The child of God has a profound love for, respect for, reverence for God. He honors God. He obeys God as his Father. So children in the church and covenant obey their parents because they are in the Lord. They obey their parents because they obey God. And that brings us back to the matter we mentioned a few minutes ago. We obey parents because we recognize that God has placed them in authority or rule over us in the home. This is what Paul means here in Ephesians 6, verse 1, when he writes, "Children, obey your parents, for this is right." It is the right thing to do. It is the righteous thing to do. It is in keeping with the commandment of God, which says, "Honor your father and your mother." You see, all authority and rule belong to God alone. He reigns in the heavens over all the works of his hands. Romans 13, verse 1 teaches us there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. There are various spheres in the life of a person where authority is exercised: government, labor, the church, the school, and the home. God reigns in all of these. He rules. His is the authority as creator of all. But God delegates that authority to men in these various spheres of life. That means, children, that God has himself placed our parents over us in the home. Now, unbelieving children really do not care about that. They hate God, and there is no fear of God before their eyes. Since they do not bow before God's authority, they do not bow before the authority of parents either. Neither will they do this in society in general. That is why our world is so lawless and is getting worse. We live in a violent and wicked world. This is true because the wicked are unrighteous. They do what is right in their own eyes. But such is not true of believing children of the church and covenant who know and love God. They know there is an objective standard of right and wrong. God has revealed it to them. It is the standard of God's law. He gives us 10 commandments, all of which tell us what is right and wrong. The child of God obeys these commandments. Why? Because they are right. The 5th commandment is honor father and mother. So we do that, children. Why? Because this is right. Through them, God rules over us in the home. But notice, this commandment is not simply for the benefit of the family. Children of the church do not obey this command just because it is a matter of the home. It is a matter of the church, too. This is the calling and commandment to children in the church. Children, obey parents because they know and understand their place in the community of believers. Children of believing parents do not separate their lives in this world, much less in the home, from the church. They realize their obligation, their duty in the covenant. They understand that God has chosen to carry on his church in the generations of believers. They obey because they truly desire to see this happen with them and the other children of the congregation and church. They are the next generation of believers. They will take the place of their parents who go on before them. They will carry the torch, so to speak, of the cause of Christ into the next generation. And they rejoice in that place in the church. God preserves his church by means of obedient children. Neither ought we to overlook that this commandment is not limited to little children. It is easy for mom and dad to hold little children under their rule and authority, isn't it? But this word of God speaks to older children and youth in the church. Children who are still under the care and in the home of their godly parents. You must bow before the authority and rule of father and mother and not rebel, young man and woman of the church. Everything we have talked about you must heed. You must dwell with father and mother. God has placed you under their care and rule. He has given you instruction and guidance, or your instruction and guidance, into their hands. They are responsible to God for you. They will give answer to God someday. But that means that you must bow before their rule and obey them and honor them for the place God has given them over you. You may not make the home of father and mother a place of rebellion and dishonor. You too, just as your parents, will answer to God for your actions in the home and family. There is a joy in the home, and there is joy in the church when there are obedient children. The Apostle John says it best for every parent, for every pastor, and for every elder. In 3 John, verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. To that every parent will say, yea and amen. What a happy home and church when little children and youth keep this command. The home and family needs obedient children. We need them in the church. This is how God will make His church to grow and flourish in this world. This is the way God establishes His covenant in the line of generations. May God bless our families. May God bless His church with obedient children. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful that Thou art a God who dwells in the midst of Thy church, and that Thou dost pour out upon believing parents and their believing children the blessings of Thy covenant fellowship. It is wonderful to know that Thou dost take us under Thy wing and protect us with Thy care. Now we pray that Thou wilt teach the children of the church obedience unto their parents. This is right in Thy sight. We pray, Father, that in all things we might serve Thee, not only as parents in what we do, but as children too in the church. And where we have sinned, Father, we pray that Thou wilt graciously forgive us of those sins, give us strength to battle them, and to go on in this life. We pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.